The hopes and dreams of an entire region hang on the oblique of Roman Anthony. And maybe he'll wake up this morning and he'll be fine. Although that never happens with the back. I can speak from personal experience. No. But there's a little bit of difference in age between Roman Anthony and I. So he can bounce. Maybe he can bounce back quicker than I can. But well, he will get an MRI today. And listen, this team has overcome a lot this season.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they have to do without Roman Anthony for a little bit of time, then I'm sure they will find a way to get that done. This is Dixon from Worcester. Hello, Dixon. What's up?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, guys.
What's going on?
Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
Wiggy.
What up?
Wiggy, good morning, man. What's going on? So I'm letting y'all know, man, we're joking about the name of Oblique, and if you name your kid Oblique, you know what I mean, he may be on the verge of notoriety. Mm-hmm. There's currently a Jamaican sprinter named Oblique Seville, and he actually beat Noah Lyles the past couple of times in 100 meters. Mm-hmm. And you know Noah Lyles is the Olympic champion, mm-hmm. so he beat Noah Lyles even the last time they raced. So if you do name your kid Oblique, he may be on the verge of notoriety.
Okay.
So think about it. And then, Wiggy, you know what I mean? I'm going to have to help you with your Jamaican accent, man. So
Aguan,
man. Up, man. I'll help you with that Jamaican accent. All right.
I'm working on my patois. Man, I work on it real good, man.
Okay.
See if I can get the lingo down.
I knew that was coming, unfortunately.
I mean, I light one up out there. My boy Oblique. Fastest man on the island. Me seen him run barefoot one time up a mountain.
Have you ever been to Jamaica?
Yes, I love Jamaica. Jamaican beef patty? Love Jamaica. If I could go anywhere, Jamaica would be the place.
Did you see the bobsled team?
No, I never saw the Jamaican bobsled
team. Did you go to the all-nude place?
What's the all-nude place?
There's like a swingers resort down there.
No, I've been to a nude beach.
We did 3 days of a WAAF show down there. What's that place called?
I think it's called Scandals, Jamaica.
You're thinking of
Hedonism.
Yes.
We did 3 days of shows down there.
Naked?
And, Jen Hill came with me, so I was not nude. I was not nude at any time. But at one point in one of the shows, Spaz just walked in at 6 a.m. completely naked. And
completely
then LB,
nude.
Then the late, great Lyndon Byers got nude right away as well. It was very disturbing. But oftentimes at those places, no offense, but you don't really see the people nude that you want to see.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
No, we get what you're saying.
And I'm sure they felt the same way about me if I were to get nude.
It's nude on the beach.
I've only been to one nude beach, and it was on Martha's Vineyard. I don't know if it's still nude.
I have no idea.
That's the one that Alan Dershowitz goes to, allegedly. No.
What a way to keep people away from it.
Yeah, I have no idea. But in Jamaica, it's different. I've been on a nude beach. It's liberating. The water, the sun, the breeze, everything.
We could do a show. You want to do a road show at a naked resort?
I'm down for it.
Would you be down for it?
Yeah, I'm down for it. I get nude real quick.
This is the instrument of your liberation.
Than skinny dipping.
Yeah.
There is no better feeling.
Really?
There's nothing better than it. Especially in the warm water.
Yeah,
like,
in the ocean, it's really nice.
No offense to Greg, but it's not called that when he does it.
Curtis?
It's true. Why is it called skinny dipping when fat people do it?
I don't know. That's a great
seems
question.
Like a,
it really is a great
question.
It
seems like that's a body shaming or something for the fats.
Today's show's giving Friday energy. I'm really liking it.
You're
yeah.
Friday energy? Yep. All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on the show this morning. Are we going to talk about unknown caller at some point?
Unknown number
at some
I
point?
I think we should. I saw on the Twitch earlier a lot of people did watch.
They did?
Yes.
All right. I have to talk about it.
It's insane.
It's the craziest. Is it a true crime documentary? I guess it kind of is.
Yeah.
Isn't it a true story?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It's the craziest. The situation turns into the craziest documentary on true crime I think I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen a billion of them.
And usually you can pick up on maybe where something's going, like who the perpetrator is in this situation. This?
No.
You didn't see coming.
No, you did not. That's the brilliance.
See, I couldn't believe it. I was convinced that another shoe was going to drop, and it never did.
No. Yeah. It's wild. All right. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. It's my lead today. So.
We'll oh, it is? Huh? Oh, okay. All right. We will get. Actually, you want to get right to some leads right this moment?
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Shime, interesting choice from you this morning when it comes to the lead. That's the Birds. And Turn, I think, is the name of that. Am I right?
That is correct, Greg. Yeah, in parentheses, to everything there is a season.
I believe that that was written by the great Bob Dylan. I believe.
Oh, interesting.
But what made you pick that this morning?
Well, so we were talking about Courtney's colors and being a cool autumn, and we're starting a new season here, and football season starts with just one sleep away.
Yes.
So I was looking for a season-related song, and that is what I came across today.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away event. It's going on right now. Just go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shime.
Good morning, Greg. So we are officially one sleep away from NFL action. Tomorrow night, we get the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday Night Football to open the 2025 NFL season. And then as a friendly reminder, Greg, this is specifically directed towards you and your ilk. Friday night's game is specifically on YouTube.
Yep.
So make sure you're ready for that.
Yep.
Chargers-Chiefs Friday night.
Yep. I gotta put the phone up to the screen and get the code thing. What do they call that? The
QR code.
The QR code. Then they're going to say, wait a minute, somebody else is using your platform now. And then I got to call Brees or Julia. I got to say, can you give me the go-ahead on this platform and that platform? Like, can we just have every single football game on one network? Used to be so easy.
Mm-hmm.
So easy, but go ahead.
So I just wanted to express my excitement for the football season and that my official, I'm locking it in. I've locked it in. Mego and I did an NFL preview Monday morning, locking in my official predictions for the NFL season. I wanted to get them on record beforehand, right? MVP of the season, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is my MVP, my Super Bowl winner. As much as I think the head coach might be a dink or very dink forward, I'm going with the Buffalo Bills this year. I think they finally get it done.
What?
I'm taking the Billiams. Yep.
What about your Ravens?
I know. Shocker of the century. Give me the Bills over the Eagles in the Super Bowl. The Eagles get back but lose in the Super Bowl to the Bills. And I think the most surprising record of the year this year will be the San Francisco 49ers. I think they finished as the 2 seed in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about easy schedules for the New England Patriots. The San Francisco 49ers might have the easiest schedule in all of football. So those are my three outright predictions that I will make right here today for my lead.
What about Brock Purdy, MVP? If that team is going to be that good.
I think it's in play. I feel like he is always going to be slighted because his head coach is Kyle Shanahan and his running back is Christian McCaffrey. He'll never get the actual credit, even if he is good.
Mm. I'm not really sure about San Fran, though, because you can't trust on McCaffrey. You can't trust him because he's always getting hurt. The wide receiver group is obviously
got
some
up.
Yeah, got some question marks because of injuries. So I think offensively, when you start to look at what – I think Purdy's going to have to, you know, take himself to that next level where they paid him all that money, where I think people start talking about him as a top 12, top 10 quarterback in the NFL. And let's see if this is the year that he can do that because they have a lot of question marks.
And I feel like how can he be the most valuable player when you could literally take 15 quarterbacks, put him in that exact situation, and they would do as well or better?
Yeah, I think a lot of people agree with that perspective, Curtis, just because Kyle Shanahan is such a mastermind. He tells you just point and shoot, or if Christian McCaffrey's healthy, he's arguably the best weapon in football. So I don't think Purdy will ever get any sort of credit for being good enough and will never win an MVP.
Baker Mayfield in the mix for you?
At all?
I mean, he had
to win MVP,
quietly.
He had an S ton of yards last year. He may have more this
Tampa
year.
Tampa has, again, a very easy schedule. I think eighth easiest schedule in the NFL this year. They're going to dominate their division. If they can somehow like rack up a ton of wins and get the number one seed, I guess it would be in play. But I would say it's
he was in the conversation. I'm not. His name was thrown in the conversation last year because of, I think he threw, 40 touchdowns?
Yeah.
He had a really good season. That team did well. So, I mean, if Shime's right, if they can win that division, and he has another year where he's throwing 35, 40 touchdowns, why not?
Are we going to get to one of the all-time greats, at least according to most of us in the room, not you, Shime, but his picks when it comes to the best quarterbacks in the league currently?
Yeah, we could definitely do that. I think we should absolutely talk about that.
Shocking.
100%.
All right. So we have some of the Swami's picks, the as we call them around here, the not-so-sharp.
I would say more round than sharp. I think that's fair.
What you should do when you hear those picks is pick in the opposite direction. That's what many around here say behind your back. That's fine.
I picked the Super Bowl winner last year, so
you're only down two in a row. I think in your sports wagering career, you're only down 15 or 20 grand right now, so you're making your way back.
Yeah, oh yeah. One day at a time, Greg. Just battling my way back.
And I think on Friday, we were having some fun with Shime and his lack of success when it comes to sports wagering. And I think we decided that we're going to bring influencers in to pick against Shime at times during the NFL season. I think we'll start that on Friday.
Yes. Oh, I'm ready. I can't wait.
Do we have one lined up for Friday?
I have one that I talked to when we first started talking about this. So we were just speculating on air who could possibly come in here who you would not expect to beat Shime and embarrass the bag out of them. And I think we decided on
all of them.
Influencers. So, yeah. All right. So we'll do that on Friday.
Yeah. I'll run the show. It's fun.
Influencer Pick'em. Do we have a name? Do we have a creative name for it? Or?
I don't know. You guys were throwing around names in our group chat yesterday. I didn't like Curtis's Cool versus the Tool.
Oh, you didn't like
outside
that?
Of that, any of the other ones were fine.
Did you like over... over under the influence
did you like that?
How did you feel about Beat the Geek?
I like that one.
What about the 3-point spread?
I don't know about that.
It's a little too
I don't like that. All right, well, we'll try to do that on Friday.
Ken's credit, I did like TikTok.
Yes, TikTok is a pretty good name for it.
I hate to give Ken credit, but
yeah. All right. Thank you for your lead, Shime.
You're welcome, Greg.
We will continue with more of this morning's leads in just a few moments.